The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. For millennia, desert wood rats of the southwestern United States lived on a diet rich in juniper, despite the plant's toxic compounds. Then about 18,000 years ago, the region's climate changed. In what is now the Mojave Desert, juniper gave way to creosote shrubs, which are poisonous. They have a completely distinct arsenal of toxins, yet wood rats thrive in both areas today. How did wood rats in the Mojave adapt to their new staple? To learn the genetic backstory, researchers from the University of Utah captured wood rats from the Mojave and the Great Basin, where juniper is still abundant, and fed them controlled diets containing either juniper or creosote for several days. Next, the researchers compared messenger RNA extracted from their livers to find out which genes were being expressed there to process food. In wood rats on the creosote diet, the team identified 24 genes that were much more active in the Mojave group than in the Great Basin group. Those genes make liver enzymes that help to detoxify creosote, allowing Mojave wood rats to prosper on seemingly inedible poisonous plants.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.